Hello.
My name is. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I could.
Oh, that's great. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers.
What union?
Bricklayers and
Yeah.
Allied Craft Workers. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Am I speaking to Dominic?
Yes, you are.
Hello, Dominic. I'm happy to hear you. We're just completing a general survey. It won't take that much of your time, and I will do it as fast as I can. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? Would you say 0 to 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, or 41 plus years?
No, I got like 35, 37 years in.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch on this trade? Is it refractory bricklayer, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, plasterer, PCC restoration,
You
tile
didn't look at my book? You didn't look at my union book?
replacer? No, we do get this information from you.
I'm a bricklayer, plasterer, cement mason, stone mason, and welder.
Oh, okay. You do know a lot on this industry. Okay, so which one should I put as the main one for you? I also have some other options.
Plaster.
Plaster. Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, a finisher, helper, improver, journey level mechanic, or apprentice?
No, it's a journey of mechanic.
Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working on that trade?
No, I'm retired.
Oh, you're retired. Okay. But do you still belong to the union?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Then we can continue. Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find a work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in this craft, if any?
I've been retired like since about 2016.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, let's put 0 since you have not been working in the past year. Okay. And yes or no? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I went back after I retired. I went back to work like 6 months a year
Okay.
for about 5 years. I worked in Giant Stadium. And
Oh,
then,
okay.
things got slow. Worked in Montclair, and things got slow. A lot of people were out of work, so, I just stopped.
Okay. I understand that. Well, there will be some questions that may not apply to you. If that is the case, please just feel free and tell me. The next question that I have is yes or no. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractor over the past year?
No.
Okay. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considering dropping your union membership?
Never.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
No, we live here in Florida. There's, construction projects, but they're not union.
So these are construction projects but do not belong to our union?
They don't, I guess they don't. I don't know. They build houses.
Okay. In that case, do you see more, fewer, or about the same construction projects as that you see this year?
No, I lived in New Jersey and I moved to Florida. I
Okay.
retired in New Jersey. I'm 80 years old.
All right.
What's the union, Jen?
But in your community, were you there last year? Were you employed there last year?
Last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, comparing these 2 years, last year and this one, do you see more, fewer, or about the same construction projects?
It's basically like, basically the same.
The same, thank you. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
I guess. I really don't go looking around, you know.
Okay. Based on your perception, based on what you see, would you say more, fewer, or about the same?
Everything looks the same to me. I've been here for only 3 years.
Oh, okay. You recently moved. Okay. Do you like the change?
Oh, it's the weather. Yeah, sure.
Okay. I get that. Alrighty. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
I really don't know.
Okay. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Well, years ago, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and the job, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be more unemployment than now, about the same or less unemployment than now?
Well, where are you talking about, all around or down here?
Yes. Generally speaking, and this is about the economy and the jobs in the next 12 months.
Jesus, the way I understand it, I only pay attention to what's going on where I come from in New Jersey.
Okay.
And the way I understand it, they're busy.
All right. What is, based on your perception, do you think there will be more unemployment than now? It will be about the same unemployment or less more unemployment?
I guess the same.
The same. Okay, thank you. Now looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
I really don't know. I hope it gets better or stays the same.
All right, thank you. Switching gears a bit. Thinking about your work on the job side, I know you said you are retired, but when you were actively working, which of the following health or safety hazards was the most concern on your job? Would you say it was dust or air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or would you say that you do not have any safety concerns on the job?
No. The biggest concern is about the biggest concern is the careless people on the job so nobody gets hurt.
All right, so you said the biggest concern you had back then was careless people on the job?
Well, you don't like to say them, not that we had many.
All right.
I was a shop steward a lot, and I used to make sure, like, things were pretty safe.
Right. It's just the best way to go. Thank you. All right. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Nope.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Have you participated in any union organizing?
No, I'm down here. I'm retired.
All right. As I mentioned before, there will be some questions that may not apply to you right now, such as this one, because you've been retired for more than a year. But there will be some questions that will definitely apply to you. Have you participated in any picketing?
Any what?
Picketing?
No.
Okay. What about political canvassing?
Nope.
Canvassing. Okay. Thank you. All right. In the last 3 months, how often did your local union representative visit a job that you worked on, regularly, occasionally, or never?
I don't know. I don't keep in touch with them up there.
All right. Let's move on, because this one, as you mentioned, it will not apply because you are retired for longer than 3 months. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources for the one that you most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. So I will give you some options. Please tell me which of these six options is the one that you use the most to get your news from. I have radio, internet or social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, local TV news programming, or print or online newspaper.
The newspaper.
Newspaper, okay. Which one should I put as the second source?
I guess the television.
Television, all right. I also have radio, the internet, friends and neighbors, cable news. Which one we should put as the third source?
Really just the word of mouth and the newspaper and television, yeah.
All right. Alrighty, we have three more to rank. Should I put radio, the internet or social media, or the cable news as the next one?
I don't use none of that.
None of them? But if you had to choose, which one? Go ahead.
The only cable I use is the television.
The television. All right. So right now, the way that I have it is newspaper, TV news. You said friends and neighbors. Should I put cable news as the fourth one?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, which one should I put as the fifth? Radio or the internet or social media?
I guess social media.
All right. That would leave radio as the last one. Thank you. Before continuing with the survey, I would like to thank you so much for helping me out. I know you are investing your time with me, and I really appreciate that. We are almost done. Again, if at any point I do mention a question to which you do not know or maybe does not apply to you, please just let me know. Alrighty, moving on. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Immigration, education, support for labor unions, foreign policies, jobs and the economy.
I would say support the union.
Okay, I appreciate it. As you may know, BIC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Not really.
Okay. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you down here in Florida, they don't have many unions. You know where they have unions? In Disneyland. They don't have unions here.
There are no unions around you?
No, I heard they do, but I didn't see any. But I know they have them in Disneyland, you know, Orlando.
Orlando, right. I am making some notes. I mean, all the feedback that you're giving me is very valid. So I'm just making some notes, and I thank you for answering those questions that you apply for already. So there are not many unions, or probably there are, but you have not had the chance to get to know them.
No, I don't have. I'm done. I'm all done. I support my own union, and if they ever send me for something that, you know, if I could help out on the phone or something, but I'm all done.
All right. You're loyal to the union you belong to. That is good.
I've been in union since the 60s. I'm all done.
All righty. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment for prevailing wages to construction workers on the federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all, that federal elected officials support it?
No, prevailing wages, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that that is very important for the elected officials to support that?
It always was for me.
It was very important, okay. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections or of the Davis-Bacon Act?
The way I understand it, the way I understand it, the Democratic Party.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Union Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? Would you say GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
I just would say United Auto Workers.
It would be much more, or somewhat more, the United
Auto Workers. No, just, the United Auto Workers. I know they've been on strike for a while.
All right. All right. So if you had to choose, would you choose their side much more or somewhat more?
For what?
For the United Union Work Auto Workers?
Yeah, I was on many a picket line years ago.
Okay. All right. You said that you would support their side. Would you support them much more or somewhat more?
No, I would just support them, you know. No, by being a union person, you support what they support.
All right. But if you have to choose, would you say that you would support them much more than the GM Ford, or it will be somewhat more?
I just would go with the United Auto Workers.
Thank you. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden has done with each of the following. Do you approve of the way Joe Biden has done his job with healthcare?
Not really.
Okay. Would you say you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Well, I don't know with this one. Listen, I'm getting another call. I'm going to have to hang up. Okay? You take care.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that okay?